to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
If you've been paying attention to our radio station, you know that we've been hinting toward a certain day. And that day is...
Today! Happy Monday.
It's not right now. We have a secret to tell you. And we will reveal what that is, I promise you.
It's coming.
Come hell or high water at 7:30 today. And it's a big secret.
It is a big secret.
This is one of those secrets where we literally had to talk about it in a way secretively around the radio station so that not too many people at the station found out about it.
Yeah, we kept it very to ourselves. It's one of those things that had multiple meanings because there's many, many moving parts.
Yes.
But they were hush-hush meetings.
And also, we know that there are other secrets in the valley. Trust me when I tell you none as big as this. Jeez, I just want to say what it is right now.
But you can't.
I cannot.
Nope. Keep it to yourself.
I'll be fired.
Got to hold on to it for an hour and a half.
But it's going to be super juice. 7:30 a.m. Please do what you got to do to be around. If you're driving to work right now, set an alarm. I got to turn on Camel at 7:30.
Yes, you do.
Fire us up on the Odyssey app, at our website, camel1079.com. Whatever you have at your disposal, get on it. Because you're not going to want to miss this secret.
I would agree.
I feel like I've pumped up the secret enough.
You have done
and now
great
we tell
job.
Them what the secret is. I want to say what the secret is.
No. Can't cannot do it.
How was your weekend, Cheyenne?
My weekend was extraordinary.
Wow.
Actually, I spent all Saturday with my nieces and nephews, my best friend's kids. And because it was my best friend and her husband's anniversary. So we hung out with them all day and then kicked them out of the house so that they could go celebrate. And I just hung out with the kiddos all Saturday night. And it was wonderful.
That's great.
It was one of those moments and those days that just kind of like refilled your soul.
That's very helpful of you.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure your best friend was like, oh, good. Cheyenne's an angel.
I try to be one of those friends that like you don't have to ask to be a good friend. Yeah. I just want to be a good friend.
That's amazing.
I'm there. How's your weekend?
It was fantastic also.
What?
Yeah. I did something I've never done in my entire life yesterday. I raw dogged a tea time.
I'm sorry. What does that mean?
I raw dogged a tea time.
I don't know what that means.
That means I got a notification on my phone. It said, hey, hurry up, book this right now, and it's $15.
What?
For a course that's normally like $180 for a tea time. The caveat is it was at 3:45 p.m., but I still got 14 holes in.
Wow.
And we were playing super casually. Yeah, so I booked it, and then I had like points.
Yeah.
So I paid the $15 with the points. I literally... golf for free yesterday.
Oh, I would have raw dogged that too.
I super raw
dogged it. That sounds amazing. How many times can we use raw dog in one break?
More. It was so good.
That's amazing.
It was super unexpected. I was like, hey, babe, do you mind if I like go golfing like right now? Because they're offering me that, you know, they're running out of tea times and they're offering them for super cheap. And it was 3:45, so I wasn't going to get a full round in.
Right.
But I still got like 3.5 hours of golf in.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, babe.
She was like, go.
Love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Where was it at?
Dove Valley in Cave Creek.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Y'all be great.
Hey, do that more often in my inbox, and I'll be taking you up on it. But it was a great weekend, man.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, apparently we're going to have another great weekend coming up with weather.
Love that.
Down in like the high 60s.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's an early projection, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see what happens.
It's supposed to cool off again, though. So I'm here for this weather.
I like it.
I don't know what's going on, but I love it. All right, let's get into a show. Don't forget, Camel Nation, 7:30. Get back to us. We're going to tell you the secret coming up on Nico and Cheyenne. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Oh, Maxie. Maxie. And apparently he's been screwing up with his wife over the past couple years.
Oh, that's the last couple of years?
Yeah, he's forgotten a very special date in their relationship.
No.
Yeah, and we're going to break the news to him.
Is he getting divorced?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not that news.
Okay.
It's a reminder.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's call him up.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Is this Max?
Yeah, I don't... I don't know who this is. Sorry.
I said who I am. I'm Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have news for you from your wife, Krista.
Oh, okay. Why is she calling you?
I already said that part. I'm Nico from Nico Breaks the News. What I do is provide a service of news breaking for one party to another. Your wife reached out to me, Krista, right? You have a wife named Krista?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she said, and I expressed this strongly, don't forget our anniversary is this Saturday, Max. Not Sunday, and definitely not in 2 weeks from now, with a weak-ass bouquet from Safeway.
Okay, noted. She's been reminding me constantly.
It's here's another one. It's this Saturday. Love you, by Krista.
This Saturday. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Hey, Max, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. I'm seeing a trend here.
It sounds like this is something you've done before.
How do you know that?
The constant reminders kind of gave it away.
Are you okay? Between you and I, and also 600,000 people living here in Phoenix, are you doing something big for on this Saturday, not Sunday? Saturday.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Are you just
now
saying that?
Sure.
All right.
Well, are you just saying that to get off of this phone call?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No,
I have faith
not.
In Max.
I don't.
Well, Krista also did not. So there's your reminder. You better go big.
Don't mess it up.
And thank you for involving us in your anniversary. I feel like we're part of it now.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And I love you, Krista. Thank you.
He's like, I'm over this.
Don't
right
screw
now.
This up, man.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I saw something that was kind of twisted.
Okay.
It's about the passing of the Pope, which obviously happened recently. And, you know, they're trying to figure out all their Catholic stuff to, like, figure out what's going to happen.
It's such a process.
It is.
It's a very long process that I don't know anything about, so I'm not going to pretend like I do. I don't know anything about it.
Of course, because it's such a process, the betting world has gotten involved.
No. You're, like, sports betting?
Well, it's it's Pope betting.
B-E-T. Like, B-E-T.
Yeah. Not okay. Not like
betting.
Brooklyn betting.
Okay.
Not like our mattresses. No, the sports. Well, it's not sport. Obviously, it's the Pope.
Yeah.
But they're betting on who his replacement's going to be. People will bet on anything these days.
That's kind of wild to me.
There's like really good odds on Francesco Molinari.
Oh.
Cardinal Francesco. No, I just made up that name. But there's really good odds.
But that is
odds.
What it's like. It's like their title and then who it is and what their over
and
under
then,
is.
Like, yeah, whoever ends up in the position, you can bet on that.
That's crazy to me. Did you bet? Did you place a bet?
Of course I did not. My wife is very Roman Catholic.
She is
and
very
she would
Roman
frown
Catholic.
Upon
yeah.
that.
I don't.
That's kind of, it's very distasteful. I don't
is,
know.
If I really hope.
Listen, I don't know what religion y'all are. Okay, I know. I believe what I believe.
Right.
And what I believe in is there is something up there judging us, going, you know what, Nico, he did a good thing today. You know what, Nico did a bad thing today.
And Nico needs to repent for that.
And I
today.
Feel like anybody betting on the Pope's replacement right now is just bad, 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 bad.
I would have to agree with
that's
you.
That's frowned upon, right?
That's
by
not,
the man upstairs?
I would think so. I would like to think so.
Hence forth the reason I did not bet.
I'm very proud of you.
But
I also
great odds on the Cardinal. From Argentina, he's got a good shot.
In case you were wondering.
In case you were wondering.
Nico hasn't participated at all.
But they're laying him out.
Yeah, and that's what I saw more. That's what I thought was more weird for me. Now, I've been to funerals with open caskets.
Yeah.
That's not weird. Like, I helped dress my great-grandmother when she passed away and, like, did her makeup and her hair and stuff. That's not weird. I think what's weird for me is that he laid in state from Wednesday to Friday as an open casket. That to me is a little odd.
Yeah.
I think it's the 3 days of an open casket of just a body there.
Yeah.
I get paying respects 100%. But to me, it would have felt more appropriate to have like a closed casket with like a cloth over it, right? A very regal, not regal, but like,
yeah,
you know, a very holy type piece of
sometimes
something.
That would upset people because they want to be able to give their last respects and also see, like,
I know
when anybody of royalty is displayed, it's like super, like a clear casket.
I know,
and
it's
there's
strange
hundreds
to
of
me.
Thousands of people that line up to go through a line and, you know, pay their respects and put a flower down. But you're very on display, and I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And also, he has very long nails,
okay,
which you can very clearly see.
That is a quality that I did not pick up on personally.
No, because you bite your nails. It drives me crazy. You couldn't have long fingernails if you wanted.
But that would make me sensitive, too. I'd be like, ooh, you need to bite those, Popo.
Here, let me get those for you.
That was a little long.
I don't know. It's very odd to me.
Yeah, I would not want to be on full display like that.
Absolutely not.
But I do have an idea. I've thought about this.
Okay.
And I will share it with you next.
Okay. I can't wait.
What will happen with Nico when he passes?
Oh.
Hopefully people show up.
I would be there.
I don't know. In my opinion, it should be regulated by some type of betting committee that you cannot bet on the replacement of the Pope.
I think you shouldn't be able to replace on any religious leader, period.
I'm into that.
It's weird.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
He was on display
Wednesday through Friday last week, 3 days, open casket.
Yeah, and they're gonna do the whole ceremonial thing. I personally, man, if I was to choose like how I wanted it done, I'm going for sure cremation and then made into something that is memorable or useful for someone.
Useful in what way?
Like maybe a bowl.
Okay.
Maybe my wife can carry out and make her famous banana bread in a bowl made of me.
That's an interesting choice.
But that's useful. And she, you know, she would think about me then.
You're
I wouldn't just
right.
be eaten by bugs in the ground. So she would have to come visit me all the time. That's annoying too. Like, why do we make people run around town? Like, I got to go visit you over here. I got to get a plane to visit my grandpa. I got to go.
I think that that's a personal choice. Like, if you feel like you need to go everywhere to visit the gravesite of your loved ones, that's a you thing.
Yeah, but there's no other option.
I've never visited a family member post burial.
Never?
Never.
You've never been to a cemetery?
I've been to cemeteries for the graveside burials, but I've never gone back.
But you've never gone back?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
I always visit my grandma in Detroit every time I'm home.
Oh.
For just like a quick, hey, how you doing?
See, I feel like I can do that at home when I talk to them.
So what do you want to happen to you?
I honestly don't have an answer to this because death doesn't scare me, but I also, this is going to sound so naive and so dumb, but like, I also don't want to think about it. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
It doesn't freak me out. I just don't think
thankfully,
about it.
Thankfully, you are still young.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you got to think about
the
it right now.
The ripe age of almost 34.
Yeah. I'm not saying that, but what happens if somebody comes in here and they're like, pow!
Which is not, in these days, it's not far off. I don't know.
That was a dark thought.
It was very dark.
Just don't worry about it, okay? Don't stress about
exactly.
it. Producer AB Baby, what happens to you once your little body is perished?
Why?
I hate so much about the things you choose to be.
But seriously, what are you doing? What's happening with you when you pass away?
They're getting a little matchbook and they're just putting them in there.
Yeah, I want to be cremated, but apparently it's not enough ashes to do anything with.
Stop it!
No, I want to go the cremation route as well because I want to be pressed into a vinyl record.
Oh!
That's so on brand. That's the most on brand thing you could have said.
What would the music be on the vinyl record?
I get to choose, actually.
NWA.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
I would hope that it's something he created.
That was where I was going with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely something I did, yes.
That's really dope.
A vinyl of Abe's sick beats.
Yeah.
And
apparently the amount of ashes that you create can make several. It's not like it's just one record.
Oh, yeah, you could just put a little sprinkle in there. Abe's in there.
I think it's a lot.
You could probably do like thousands of records.
Maybe 100.
Everyone could share in Abe.
I hope I'm blessed enough
you know
to
what,
get one.
You know what
I
want to do?
For a cup?
Yes, yes.
I just figured out what I want to do.
Okay.
When I pass away, I want to be cremated and then pressed into a vinyl record that outsells Abe's.
Well, I mean, you would have more ash to go around, so technically you'd have more records. I'm sorry, Abe.
I just thought, well, no. I thought of something very useful Nico could be made into.
No.
Go for it.
We're going home. We're done.
A toilet plunger.
I was going to say a
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Last night, the most amazing, miraculous thing happened to me.
Do I want to know? You're a little happy this morning.
No, it ain't that, but it's really good.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this moment for a while, and that is to get a full 8 hours of sleep.
Ooh.
And do a little snuggle fest with the wifey, Brooklyn Dana.
Nice.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right, Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone?
Cameron in Phoenix, what do you got for us?
I started to say, and it happened 4 years ago, but if I can't get an amen for my wife, I probably wouldn't have been here.
Oh.
Because I had a migraine, and when I say migraine, it was very bad, and she drove me straight to the hospital and ended up being bleeding in the brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That gave me chills.
My neurosurgeon doesn't know how. He's never seen it before, but it stopped bleeding on its own without needing surgery.
Wow.
Wow.
So he was, I guess, dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Whoa,
you are a medical miracle,
bro. A walking miracle, yeah.
What is your wife's name?
Megan.
God bless Megan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Yeah, shout out to your wife. That is, sometimes you just, as a mom and as a wife, you just know what to do, and that was what to do.
That's amazing, man. Thank you so much for sharing that story.
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
Holy, what a story.
That's wild.
The more we do the amens, the more we're finding out about our listeners and hearing these amazing stories, and I love that they're sharing.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for bringing us in on your lives. Whew. That's so cool.
602-894-5653. Amens every day at this time.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, we told you we have a secret sound. It's Nico and Cheyenne. We're going to be doing it every single day at this time at 7:30. We're going to play that sound. If you can correctly identify it, tell them what they could win, Cheyenne.
If you identify the sound, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere in his sandbar pit area right next to the stage. These are massive tickets. But you're also going to get two-night hotel stay at the Westin in Las Vegas, which is right next to the Sphere.
Ooh.
Like, proximity is perfect on
there
this one.
There has never been a bigger secret in Phoenix, and we've got Tennille in Surprise on the phone. Good morning, Tennille.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Camel's Secret Sound?
I am ready.
All right, okay. Let's do it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
All right, here we go. It all comes down to this. Tennille in Surprise. This is the secret sound.
That's it. That's all. It's not a lot. It's not a lot to go off of, and we know that, but that's what makes it such a big secret. Tennille in Surprise, what do you think the secret sound is?
A clap.
A clap.
Nah.
No, that's not it. It is not a clap.
Oh, that was a clap.
That was a clap.
No, unfortunately, you are incorrect.
Well, darn it.
Thank you so much for playing.
Okay.
It's going to be tough,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Morning.
It's Nico and Cheyenne.
What's up?
I had the most magical flashback situation happen to me while I was walking through a mall.
Ooh, okay.
At the fragrance counter, I saw, and I thought this didn't exist anymore, I saw the cologne that I used to wear in high school.
Oh, what was it?
Davidoff Cool Water Cologne.
I don't know what that is, nor do I know what that smells like.
Abe knows about that bottle. That beautiful blue shimmering bottle with the Davidoff all cursively written on the front of it.
Now I'm going to have to Google it because I need to know. I want to know what it looks like. Maybe I know what the bottle looks like.
So I think I was like 15 when it came out. And the reason I started wearing it, it's an older cologne from like the 80s. But the reason I started wearing it in 1995 was because Snoop Dogg, Double G, the Snoop Dogg, had a line in his rap that said, Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne. And so everybody was like, ooh, what's Cool Water Cologne? I don't even know what that is. And then I smelled it. And just like everybody in the mid-90s, we all at the same time went, oh, yeah, we need more of this.
I do recognize this cologne bottle, so I have, in fact,
have
seen it.
You definitely dated a guy who still had it in his toiletries.
I wonder if I would know the smell of it.
I could try to recreate it.
It smells huge on memory.
I cannot recreate
it. You can't. How would you recreate that? But I do think that there's like smell is such a powerful thing to our memories.
Yeah, it throws you right back to the time and the place when I'll never forget. I'm in front of the mirror. I'm wearing my Gucci jeans or Guess jeans. Not
okay,
Gucci.
I was like, bro,
I didn't have Gucci jeans. No, I had Guess jeans with the little question mark on the butt and the little triangle.
Yes.
Maybe I had like Abercrombie. We didn't do Abercrombie.
I feel like
Eagle. We had American Eagle t-shirt on.
The collar shirt.
Or like a polo. I always had a Tommy Hilfiger with just a blue and a red block.
Mm-hmm.
I had that shirt. I had a bunch of those shirts.
Did you have a puka shell?
But that was later in the 90s. Okay. Yeah, but I definitely did. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
You feel like a puka shell guy.
Yeah, that was
puka shells
mid-90s.
In Detroit makes sense.
I went through a couple different phases. Cheyenne, what scent will throw you back to your whenever you started wearing perfume?
Lucky Brand, Lucky You perfume.
Lucky You. I think I had a girlfriend that had that.
Little pink bottle. Yep. And now it's one of those smells that you just go,
ugh. Oh, yeah?
I wore that? No. As an adult, I would never wear that. That's not for me. But I feel like because Lucky Brand growing up for me was kind of like Abercrombie and Fitch. It was out of my price range.
Oh, okay.
So to me, it felt expensive.
Yeah.
And it was not.
So that's what the girls were wearing in Yakima?
In Yakima, Washington.
In what, 2007?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Between 2004 and 2008.
That's the thing with scents, man. They fit a time and a place in your life. And outside of that, they really don't work. I mean, why do they make colognes every single year? How can they make a new cologne that's delicious every single year? There's tons of cologne companies.
A ton. But it's kind of like Fantasy by Britney Spears was a very popular perfume growing up. Yes.
The Britney scent.
It was the fruity scents were huge in the early 2000s. I would never wear that today.
No, it just doesn't fit where you're at in life.
No.
A Camel Nation, we want to find out what scent throws you back to that age or decade, or you know, you might be a little bit older.
And that's okay.
Maybe you're throwing it back to the 70s.
Ooh,
with a patchouli. You doing a little patchouli?
602. What is that?
You don't know what patchouli is?
No, why do you know what patchouli is?
You would know it if you smell
it. It's hippie fragrance.
Yeah, it's still around.
I don't know.
602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. It's kind of making me sad now that we're thinking of being so nostalgic about the scents that we used to wear when we were younger.
There are scents and colognes of guys that I dated like in high school where I'll smell them today and go, ooh, because they just left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh,
so then
yeah.
Their cologne is like,
you're supposed to spray it on your body, not in your mouth.
I know that. They as a person,
stupid,
left bad memory. So the smell of their cologne
I feel you. But you immediately remember that person and how they made you feel.
Exactly. Colognes are very important to me.
Absolutely.
Like if dating a man and marrying a man specifically, he has to smell good. Your cologne has to fit who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Or I will try to, it's the one thing I'll change about you. Because smells are so important
to me. I tried to change that about my wife because I was like, you know what? I love this smell. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I really want to smell it more often. And even more so, I want you to smell like it because it'll kind of, you know, get me going a little bit. And she was like, ooh,
right?
I don't like the way that smells. And I'm
sucks.
We have a problem now.
That is a problem because smells do that to me also. That's why it's so important.
Yeah.
Like smells will either shut me down or the opposite.
Fire you up.
Fire me up.
Janine and Mesa, do you have a perfume that reminds you of when you were younger?
Yeah, it's called Samsara.
It's called what?
Samsara?
Yeah, Samsara.
Oh, Samsara.
Samsara.
Yeah, Samsara.
What's the age range on this one, Cheyenne?
I'm going to go with you grew up in the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Was this a regional thing? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Caribbean. I grew up in Puerto Rico.
Oh, in Puerto Rico?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. You're a Boricua.
I'm a Boricua.
What?
De pura cepa.
Hello. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you grew up in the 90s, so that is a very prominent perfume regionally in the 90s.
Yeah, and then it became so hard to get. It was like, oh, yeah.
It's a very pretty bottle. With the red dot.
Mm-hmm.
And the triangle. Wow. Here, Nico, this is what it looks like. I had to Google it because I did guess before I Googled it, by the way, in case anyone was wondering.
And it's kind of like a wood smell. I can't even explain it. It was so gorgeous. Yeah.
That smell sounds like
so
it smells
so this was popular
delightful.
In Puerto Rico in the 90s. I love it.
Yeah.
I really want to know what you smell like. What do you wear now?
Hold on. Let me take a... Ay, papi chulo.
Rico.
What do you wear now?
I wear Tom Ford.
Tom Ford is solid.
I know. The Lost Cherry one.
Oh,
I've heard about the Lost Cherry.
We have to hang up on this woman immediately. She's making me feel all types of ways.
Oh, boy.
I'm a married man, okay? I'm a married man. We don't have an HOA, which means we cannot restrict the solicitation in my neighborhood. You'll see that guy who's chewing gum, who literally just got out of the gym because his job is to walk around and annoy people.
Yeah.
He's got a polo shirt on
and
with some
clipboard.
Type of branding.
Yeah.
He might have an iPad in his hands. The clipboard is...
Yeah, it's a little outdated.
A little outdated.
My apologies.
He's got some khaki pants on.
Yep, tennis shoes.
Some sneaks.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, we're doing an estimate for your neighbor.
You liar.
You ain't
no,
doing
you're
no
not.
Work. You're not doing work.
I know Bob.
Yeah, I know Bob. Yeah. I'll call him out. Which neighbor? Which neighbor? I know them all. I got all their phone number. I'll call them up right now.
You're like, I actually have access to all the cameras.
You're giving to them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it. So we just thought we'd just canvass the neighborhood and see if anybody else would like to get in on this special that we got going on right now. Bull honky.
Yeah, I call BS on that all day long.
But also, I'm not interested in your solar. My first reaction is I'm renting. So I don't
know. Oh, that's smart.
I don't know what the landlord wants to do with this place.
Yeah, that's very smart.
Yeah, immediately negates every offer.
Right.
Every
because they can't do anything.
Hey, what are you
they can't
do?
Work with you.
Yeah. So I think they have some new tactics going on.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, these guys are a dime a dozen. They're always in my neighborhood. Sometimes they're even on those scooter, like scootery thingies.
Oh, yeah.
I see this young lady in like a tennis skirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Flashy.
She's wearing a tank top. She's showing some skin.
Yeah, shoulders.
And
in high school, that would have got you dress coded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little white sneaks. The skirt was very short too.
Of course it was.
Her hair was done up nicely. My wife beat me to the punch on this one.
Oh, she saw her coming a mile away. She was like, not today.
Brooklyn Dana was like, no. No. My husband's not even going to look at you.
Yeah.
So she ran to the door and she was speaking to her in a direction where, looking out the window, I could not see her face at all.
Okay.
But I could see what she was rocking with. And let me tell you, if this girl had walked to my house and offered me a deal, I 100% would be more likely to listen to the offer.
Not take the offer, but I'll hear your speech.
I would entertain it. Normally, I'm just like...
What? Go away. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I do it over the Ring speaker.
Right.
And I go, no, the landlord doesn't want it. No, we're renting. Go away.
Write it down. We don't own it. Okay, leave us alone.
Yeah.
But this one, I might have been like, hello. Are you thirsty? It's hot outside. And then it turns into one of those movies. No, it doesn't turn into one of those movies.
That was a good one start.
But yeah, she immediately, I overheard her go, yeah, looks like your windows are a little outdated, to my wife.
Uh-huh.
My wife was like, yeah, because from the 90s. Yeah.
No duh.
Yeah, they're outdated. Of course they are. This house is from the 90s. So
my wife's
not playing
not
games
doing it.
With a little Miss Window Fixer. So then I just saw her walk away. And I was
sashayed that little tennis skirt right on down the road.
So if you see these guys in your neighborhood, they're changing up their tactics a little bit. They're getting smarter.
They're coming to get you. They're coming for the men.
They're getting smarter.
Hide your husband.
I'm telling you, fellas, if you're jacked up, maybe, you know, sun's out, guns out, approach Lil Miss, if you got tattoos especially. You know, see if you can give Cheyenne a little hand.
Hey.
I heard you need some plumbing done.
Well, I'm not going to go there.
Where is this gone?
Okay, bye.
So, Cheyenne, you got a birthday coming up pretty soon here.
Yeah, I do. Thank you for pointing that out to the masses.
Sorry. Is that embarrassing that you have a birthday? I think everybody has one.
I mean, we do all have birthdays. I don't know. I just don't make a big deal out of my birthday. I've never made a big deal out of my birthday. So, yeah, it's just one of those days that passes.
I actually appreciate that.
Why?
I had a co-host that would be like, oh, it's birthday month.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
I'm like, come on, bro.
I mean, May is my month to shine. I definitely feel like I was born in the right month. You know how you'll like look at different decades, you'll be like, man, I feel like I was born in the wrong decade.
Yeah.
I know I was born in the right month.
Okay.
May is my month.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, the energy in May, like I am a Taurus through and
through.
I flourish in May. It's kind of my jam. And I'm kind of PO'd my brother stealing it with his wedding at the end of the month, but we'll talk about that later. That's a conversation for another time.
But you do have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, it's on Friday.
And you don't want to talk about it. And yet,
here we are.
Here we are.
It's weird how that works out.
Sharing your life on the radio.
A weird thing. But yeah, it is on Friday. I don't really talk about, like, I don't know. I love birthdays, and I think that birthdays are super important, especially nowadays. Like, the fact that you're living through another year without a mental breakdown or any kind of breakdown.
True.
I think that that's pretty great, and I love that for you, and I love that for everybody else. Like, I will celebrate anyone's birthday month. If you want to go out 10 times for your birthday, count me in.
Yes.
I love that for you.
Love the celebración.
The very sad damper part about it for me is that my birthday has always been a continuous reminder of like the lack of show up that I have for people in my life or from people in my life. My birthday has always been very let down. People don't really show up, or it's been ruined by an ex-boyfriend or something like that, and I've had to cancel plans and people don't show up and this, that, and the other. So I just kind of got to a point like 2, 3, 4 years ago where I went, nobody else cares, so why do I need to care?
Yeah.
I'll just throw my energy into everybody else's birthday. And I am by in no means and looking for pity on that. Like, that's just kind of the reality of it.
So
right?
What if we try to change that for you, though?
I would probably feel like it was a pity party, to be honest. Like, it was a party being thrown because people feel bad for me. That's the other side. That's the other edge of the sword.
That's
is
a
that
weird way to look at
it's
it.
It's almost like you can't do anything
for me. You
can't
do a celebration?
Because I will feel like you're doing it because you feel bad for me.
How about this? You plan the birthday and we show up.
See, I've always done that, and then people don't show up.
Well, I promise you, if we give the location and the time, the Camel Nation will show up.
I would hope so.
How cool would that be?
I mean, that would be pretty cool.
All right, might have to set that up.
Maybe we'll see. I don't know.
Well, Cheyenne, it just so
why
happens.
Why are you looking at me,
guys?
Like that?
Come into the room, guys. We have strippers here.
Hey.
Guys, yo, could you imagine that?
I know a couple of them. I'll give you their numbers. They're probably available.
I'll have them come out. I've been surprised actually once in my life, Cheyenne.
For a birthday party?
Yeah, it was for a birthday celebration. Aww. And I will tell you guys all about it. I was totally off guard. It was the best thing ever.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a good story. And it's coming up next. I've only been surprised one time because I am the guy who is always aware of what's happening around me, and nobody's ever gotten one over me ever except for an ex-girlfriend of mine.
Really?
We used to go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, she and I, on my birthday, and then we would have like a later birthday celebration. So it would always start off with me and her having dinner, and then it would be like, meet the friends at the club.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where we'd all congregate and have fun. So I just expected, just like every other birthday, I think I was like 28 or 29 years old at this time. Went to Ruth's Chris with her. You know, we're all snuggly, hand in hand.
Aww,
you know,
so
happy
cute
birthday, babe. We're going to have so much fun tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Table for two, Nico and Babe. Let's go. They start walking us over to the table. You know, we're following the person that's right in front of us. The hostess stops at a table that's completely full. And I looked at the hostess and I went, we're not joining anyone. It's just us two. And then she looked up at me and goes, look who's at the table. And it was all my guy friends.
Aww.
It was all of them, like 10 or 15 guys. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But there were at least 12 of my guy friends.
Wow.
And one seat available, and it was my seat.
No, she was dropping you off for a night with the boys?
She took my car. She paid for the entire meal.
For all of you?
The entire meal.
Who is this woman?
Shots of tequila for all of us before we left for the night.
That's wild.
It was absolutely insane. And then we all got in a car, and then we went to the club.
Did she meet you at the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she took my car home and she was like, have a good dinner. And I was like, wait, you're not going to join us? That's too bad.
But babe.
But yeah, it was the best.
That's really sweet.
It was the best surprise ever.
I love that.
Yeah. I miss her. No, I don't. We didn't give away a big green tractor. We didn't actually give away anything.
No, we did not.
We did give away the secret sound, though.
Yes. Well, we gave you the sound.
Yeah.
We played it.
We played it.
That's it.
Well, a lot of work to do. So if you weren't listening at 7:30 Camel Nation, just a real quick wrap up. Our secret sound is the new contest that we're going to be doing every day at 7:30, which basically we play a sound and you have to correctly identify it.
It is a very specific sound. Like, when you hear it, you have to give us down to the littlest detail. Like, it is very specific.
Exactly.
So, good luck.
You got to listen out, because we are giving hints every single afternoon with Matt, Gabe, and Ron. That's your next opportunity to grab a hint. So, today, between 3 and 7.
Yep.
Basically, you have to listen the whole time. I'm sure
we'll be lucky.
We'll also be giving away hints on social media. So follow our social media page at Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram at Niko and
Cheyenne.
You should know it by now. You should be following. And it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Oh, we forgot to say what the prize was.
Oh, well, the prize is really big. How did we forget that?
It's really worth it to listen.
It is, because you're going to win a pair of tickets in to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere. But this pair of tickets is into the Sandbar. It's up close and personal next to the stage. So it's a really big deal. You're also going to get 2-night hotel stay at the Westin in Las Vegas.
Woo.
It's right next to the Sphere. Like, it's... They're neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a lot of walking.
And when you win, you can invite one of us to come along if you're a solo.
Yeah, we would be more than happy to be your plus one.
We're a really good time.
Oh, fun.
All right, so that is Camel Secret Sound every day at 7:30 with Nico and Cheyenne. You better be listening. I'll make you do it.
So aggressive.
Now it's time to say adios, amigos.
But also, we love you so much. Bye.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Camel Nation, later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.